The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But now, where you live can impact the cost of your car insurance by as much as €1,000. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Adrian Byrne, who is a Marie Sklodowsky Curie Career Fit Plus Fellow at CEDAR and lead researcher at AI Ethics Centre Idero Analytics. Now, that is a handful of a title, but Adrian, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Well done for getting that byline out. Much appreciated. Yeah.
I'm just so deeply impressed by your title, I don't even know where to go now. And we're also with someone with a shorter title, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent, Ger Herbert, is also on the line. And we want to talk about motor insurance. So, Adrian, first of all, you've done some pretty comprehensive research.
Yes, indeed, Pat, and thanks for having me on. So we conducted this study over a year ago, and it took about a year to do, and it was inspired by two studies, one in Italy and one in the UK. And we just added in our technical capabilities and the fact that we're in Europe and we'll be faced with the EU AI Act that's coming down the tracks.
Okay. Now, you looked at quotes for motor insurance in various parts of Ireland.
Yes, that's correct. We wanted to, we couldn't cover everywhere. We couldn't be that comprehensive, but we tried to take a broad swathe across Ireland and pick out different contrasts like urban and rural, for example. And then also we looked at contextual information like house prices, and ethnic diversity based on census data, because we wanted to kind of get a broad sweep of the country, but not everything.
Okay, so 40,000 quotes in all across 20 different areas of Ireland described as you did. So what did you find? I mean, are there general conclusions that you can reach about where you live and what you pay?
Yes. So I think the big thing is here is that we found that the key drivers of what goes towards your car insurance are very valid. So like your no-claims bonus, your claims history, your age, driving experience and policy in your own name, they're all extremely relevant. But what we found is that when you splice this with where you live, we found a non-uniform distribution of prices. So essentially, depending on where you live and given those set of characteristics of how much experience you have and whether you have any penalty points, it's not going to be the same price for everybody.
So you can compare like with like. You can have, for example, a van driver who lives in a particular salubrious suburb of Dublin versus a van driver who might live in a working class suburb of Dublin. And what kind of difference might be in the premium?
So just to say that what we used was a Volkswagen Golf because it's the most popular car in Ireland. And by the way, if anybody's interested for all the details, they're available via the AI Ethics Centre website from Idero. So I would suggest anybody to go there to get the details because I won't be able to cover them now.
Sure.
But essentially, we found that, for example, if you're driving a Volkswagen Golf and you're working retail and you're in Balbriggan, you'll pay substantially more than someone that has the same car and the same occupation in Glenageary, for example.
Yeah, now, the same occupation, in other words, I mean, retail covers a multitude. You could be stacking shelves in retail. You could be behind the till in retail. You could be helping people choose a suit in retail, or you could be driving a van in retail. So you make sure they're doing exactly the same job.
So it's based on the options provided on the insurance website. But essentially, yes, they would have the same. But what we actually also did was we said that we were not using the car insurance for business. It was for social only. So that's what was interesting about this is that we selected retail as the occupation, but we also selected that we were not using the car for business purposes. It was for social only. And we still found variations in the quote.
What is the biggest variation you found? Because one of the headlines is €1,000.
So the biggest, so just to name the two areas in the extremes, and we did the testing of all the different characteristics on these two areas, is Longford Town would be the most expensive area that we had in our study, and Crookstown and Cork would be the least expensive. And so we took those two areas and then we looked at what it would mean to have six penalty points in both areas, what it would mean to make a claim in both areas, and so on. And we found that in the most extreme cases, that we found 60-year-old drivers in Longford Town were being quoted higher premiums than 25-year-olds in Crookstown.
Okay, so that seems very anomalous. Did you attempt to do any follow-up with the insurance industry to determine why this is the case?
No, not yet, Pat, but we would very much welcome to have that dialogue because this study wasn't about naming and shaming or beating anybody over the head. This was about raising awareness about the AI Act and also how to comply with it from the AI provider side. So we would very much welcome and dialogue with the insurance industry, as well as other industries that are going to be hit with this AI Act.
Oh, okay. So if I try to shop around them, will it make any difference, or are they all using the same AI to determine what the premium might be?
So we cannot confirm whether they're all using the same AI, and we cannot confirm also to the extent that they're using AI, but our study showed that it definitely is worth your while to shop around.
Okay, well, that suggests that they're not all using the same algorithm to determine the quote. When you looked at the two towns closer up, Longford, why is Longford more expensive? What are the elements of Longford living that make it a more expensive place to motor? Therefore, are there more claims?
So Pat, based on the contextual information that helped us select these locations, yes, there would be higher crime rates, lower house prices, more ethnic diversity in these areas. And we found that... just losing my train of thought here.
Yeah, no, and the question of ethnic diversity... I mean, are you saying that everyone is, if you like, penalised for ethnic diversity? Everyone is penalised for a high crime rate, not just those who might be involved in that.
So yes, there is a kind of situation here where you may not be aware that if you live in a certain area, there may be these contextual bits of information that are being factored into the price. And what we're particularly interested in is that if AI is being used by the insurers, that this kind of level, this kind of unconscious bias could be priced in. And we're just trying to raise awareness around that so that the bias is not in the harmful case, which if it was, and with this new AI Act coming in, anybody that is concerned that they're being discriminated against could take a case using the new AI liability directive.
So the question is really about whether or not the algorithm or the AI machine involved in all of this is a racist machine.
Well, it's to be demonstrable in that case, Pat. It's to basically show that it's not. And at the moment, we don't know.
We don't know. All right. Okay. It's very interesting. Anyway, where you live, what postcode you have, the ethnic diversity of the town or village, the crime rate in that town or village, all of these feed into the algorithm to determine your premium. And
I would say, Pat, that just to add that it, like the virtual circle versus the vicious circle here is that it does seem to be the case that those that can afford to pay more don't, and those that can't afford to pay more do.
Okay, those who can afford to pay more are not charged more because of where they live, because they live in nicer areas, quote unquote, and those who can't afford to live in nice areas get penalised on the double. All right. That's great, Adrian. Thank you very much. If you'll pardon me not repeating your title, I won't. Dr. Adrian Byrne, who's a Career Fit Plus Fellow at CEDAR and Lead Researcher at AI Ethics Centre at IDERO Analytics. Chair Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, listening to all of that. Chair, what do you make of it?
I think this is extraordinary, Pat. I mean, I would have thought that, you know, your experience, your claim history and the value of your car would be the most important. Yes, the location does make a difference. Yes, the occupation, but certainly not to skew the premiums to that extent. The other thing I was quite surprised about is there's no significant difference they found between males and females. Now, we know that statistically males are much more likely to get penalty points. They take much more risks on the road. They're far more likely to be involved in collisions. So the fact that, you know, premiums are not reflecting that. I mean, I think you'd really have to question what sort of bias is involved
in these
algorithms.
I'm wondering whether or not they're allowed to take gender into account anymore when it comes to quoting premiums. In other words, if you have a crash, you'll be penalised. You lose your no claims bonus and so on. But they, just because loads more men have prangs than women have prangs, doesn't mean you can, charge all men more.
No, but that's quite true, since I think it's 2014 that Equality Act came in. But the fact of the matter is, if statistically women are not involved in the same number of collisions, then they are statistically safer drivers. And without offering them discounts because they're female, you would imagine that they are being offered lower premiums simply based on the fact that our risk is supposed to be based on, you know, our previous claim history and all of these things. So you would expect to see a difference. I think that's very surprising that
you
don't.
What you're saying is that if women women, by and large, have fewer collisions, they would retain their no claims bonuses, whereas men would not.
If you think about it, they construct a risk profile of you based on a host of things. As it turns out, it seems where you live seems to be the most important thing, but it normally is based on experience, how often you've claimed, the value of your car, all of those things. The other thing about this is the value of your car. You would have expected to find much more expensive cars, and obviously therefore much more costly to repair, more costly to replace, cars in affluent areas than in deprived areas. Again, that doesn't seem to be a factor in any of this, if people in deprived areas are paying much higher premiums.
And normally when you're filling in an application, you have to say where you're storing the car, because you could use somebody else's address in theory and, you know, pay your bill from that address, but be storing the car in an area which would attract a higher premium.
Yeah, but I mean, I suppose most people do just give their home address or whatever. And I know when they did, like even on electric cars, when they did research in Trinity, they discovered that the majority of electric cars bought, say, for example, in Dublin, were bought in affluent areas. So you would expect that a much more higher proportion of expensive cars are found in these affluent areas. So again, this just seems at odds completely with the risk that is in place with most of these claims.
Well, it raises an interesting conundrum, which maybe the insurance industry can help us resolve. Ger Herbert, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent, thank you very much for joining us. This text: my car insurance went up by over €100. I've never had a penalty point in my life, never a speeding ticket, no claims bonus is over the maximum for 5 years. I'm a disabled driver, but I don't drive an adapted car. I can't afford to insure myself now. I live in rural County Louth, and without a car, I've no way to get out of my house. There's no public transport unless I drive 8 miles minimum to get to it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.